This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free to join us here on this live Saturday edition at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So coming up, there has been, what do you call this, a conflict between some very distasteful groups in Charlottesville, Virginia, over the last 24-plus hours. I'm not sure exactly when it started, but it got, looks like, pretty heated last night with...
Yeah, there's some pretty crazy footage.
With just a all-out brawl happening, people surrounding a statue of Robert E. Lee, like, fighting over this statue. So we'll find out about what exactly was going on. It's being called a race riot, although I don't know if that's exactly accurate. We'll get into it here, and you can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones, though. We actually have somebody on the line already. It's, I believe, John in Vegas on the line with us here. I heard that you were going to be calling in tonight, John, because you've been attending the trial of the folks out there at the Bundy Ranch.
Yeah, I'm attending the second trial of the first group of defendants in the Bundy standoff.
And you said,
what happened at the first trial?
In the first trial, there were six defendants. Two of them were convicted of some offenses. The other four, there was a hung jury on them, although the hung jury was strongly in favor of acquittal for each of these four.
Let's take our listeners back, just to kind of recap, what is the Bundy Ranch situation for people that maybe didn't hear about that when it was happening and maybe in the dark?
Yeah, this has been a longstanding disagreement between the Bundys and the federal government over ranching rights, and it's been going on for 15 or 20 years. But a few years ago, in around 2014, it came to a head when the federal government seized the Bundys' cattle. Clive and Bundy made a call to other ranchers to come out and support a protest against this action. A lot of people showed up, and a lot of people showed up with weapons, because here out west, a lot of people are just armed as a matter of course. And so there was an armed standoff here, although there was no gunplay, and as far as I know, there was only one participant in the Bundy standoff who even pointed a gun, and this is one of the guys who's on trial right now.
Right, so this is a property issue with the Bundy Ranch folks. They were allowing their cattle to graze out on the Bureau of Land Management land, which they've been doing, I think, for generations. And then,
well, it wasn't the Bureau of Land Management's land then.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It was state land, and it kind of like this is the thing is this is a convoluted property rights issue that the vast majority of Americans who have an opinion on this subject don't have any clue what's going on. I'm not going to claim to have, you know, all the facts by any stretch of the imagination, but this isn't something that you can get to the bottom of in 5 minutes.
No, it's too complicated to even really go into and then try to get a handle on the whole conflict.
And then they started charging people, what, a couple years later, after the whole thing had sort of simmered down to some extent? There weren't people at a standoff. They started rounding people up, right?
That's correct. There were no charges against against anyone at the Bunkerville standoff for more than 2 years. Charges began during the when the Malheur occupation came to a head and when there were arrests in the Malheur case, Clive and Bundy made a trip up to Oregon to defend his sons who had just been taken into custody. Well, at that point, Clive and Bundy was arrested on the and charged with offenses in the original Bunkerville standoff, and then they started arresting quite a number of people on charges that were that had not been made for more than 2 years.
So who's on trial now? Where were you at yesterday or whenever it was that you were attending?
Yeah, the defendants are Eric Parker, Scott Drexler, Richard Loveland, and I'm not sure about the fourth. I think it may be Stephen Stewart.
What are they accused of?
One of the main things they're accused of is conspiring to participate in armed extortion. I may not have the exact wording correct, but they're being charged with taking up arms to threaten the BLM to get them to release Clive and Bundy's cattle. That seems to be the central charge, but there are others.
And it seems like these trials that are going on against the Bundys, and there have been, at this point, quite a few of these trials, and Bundys and their hangers-on, they keep on getting found not guilty over and over again.
Wait, was that the case with the Bundys? I thought that was the case with the Malheur Federal Wildlife Occupation.
There have been mixed results. At the first Malheur trial, which I attended, where Ryan and Em and Bundy were on trial, it went almost totally in favor of the defendants who were found innocent of just
right.
about everything.
I jury.
There were, again, two other trials there with more mixed results. Some were found guilty, some not.
Okay.
This is the first series of defendants in the Bunkerville trials, and the Bundys will, the Bundy family, five of them have yet to be tried in this matter. They're in two different groups that will be tried later this year, if they can ever finish prosecuting this first group.
So what is it that you wanted to share about the trial with our listeners? What what was worthy of note? Is it over? Is the jury deliberating? What's going on?
There's some pretty astonishing stuff going on down here. We came down and saw the end of the prosecution's case against the Bundys. Against these four defendants. And it seemed to be pretty much what we expected. But then yesterday, the defense's case started, and what's really amazing is the judge has denied them any witnesses. That she has not allowed. They have tried to call over a dozen witnesses, or they have requested over a dozen witnesses. She has allowed none. She did allow one of the defendants to take the stand yesterday. I guess that would be pretty hard to prevent. Mm-hmm. So Eric Parker went on the stand yesterday. Now, Eric Parker is kind of central to this whole matter because there's an iconic photograph of him that was taken during the standoff where he was on the bridge lying on his belly and pointing a gun through the barriers at the side of the bridge. And I think there might not even be charges against any of these people if not for this picture.
Right.
Of one person pointing a gun that made the state go after them. But anyway, they put Parker on the stand yesterday. And before he went on, his lawyer, who had saved his opening statement, his lawyer explained to the jury that Eric Parker was going to explain why he did the things that he did at Bunkerville and why he made some Facebook posts, which the prosecution has thrown at him, and, of course, he was on the bridge with his rifle. Well, they put him on the stand, and the judge would not let him go anywhere near describing why he did anything he did or what he saw police do at the event. So
This is insane. Hang on, John. I'm sure you've got more to say about what happened out in the federal trial of some of the folks from the Bundy standoff, which you may recall from a few years ago. Eric Parker, one of the men on trial, pointed a gun and famously in some photos, or infamously, and apparently wasn't allowed to explain why. We'll come back with more. Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here, bring up anything you want. Coming up, we'll talk about the conflict in Charlottesville. Some people are calling it race riots. We'll tell you more about that on the way here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything you want. Now, if you do want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. We've got John. He's in Vegas calling us about the current trial of some of the supporters from the Bundy Ranch. You may remember the standoff that went on down there for, I don't know, was it weeks, John? I don't remember exactly how long that thing was going down for.
There was a several-day period where there were some people at the Bundy Ranch in conflict with the BLM. All of the trials are centered on one day and actually like a 40-minute period of one day. This is the time when the BLM said they were going to let go of the cattle, and Cliven Bundy told the protesters there, okay, go down and get the cattle. So this was a confrontation between, maybe 100 people, maybe a bit more, and BLM. And no shots were fired, but the BLM was pointing guns at the protesters for sure, and there were snipers ringing the area that could be seen pointing rifles at the
Sure. It's interesting that government agents pointing rifles at citizens
totally legal.
Who are doing nothing is not just legal, but sort of unacceptable and not even really considered in any way. People don't get upset. They don't get up in arms about this sort of thing.
Well, this guy was in arms. He had a gun and he was pointing at
them. There are a few people, but there are people, like I'm talking about the national audience.
Right.
When this Bundy Ranch situation was going down, what you heard on the news, what you heard from everybody seemed to be this sort of fervor for let's get these revolutionaries before they, do something terrible. But, I mean, they had some guns, there's no doubt about it, but at this point, all we have the proof is that one gun was pointed by one of the people that was on this ranch, but we know that the government was pointing guns all over the place, and nobody talks about that.
Right, and what you were telling us was this guy, Eric Parker, was the man who was pointing a gun through a couple of, concrete barriers, it looks like, and pointing it ostensibly at, in the direction of federal agents. You said that during his trial, which you were there to watch, the judge wasn't even allowing him to express to the jury why he did what he did. Go ahead with what else you wanted to share about that.
Yes. His lawyer explained beforehand what was going to be explained to the jury. And then they got on, and every time he tried to describe what he had seen police doing or what he had read about police, and here I mean mostly BLM, although there may have been other federal law enforcement officers involved, every time he got near this, the judge would cut him off. The judge's position is that from what she knows of the case, there is no possibility of questioning the behavior of law enforcement officers as part of the defense. So he can't say what he saw and why he did what he did.
Which is crazy. I mean, when you're on trial, there's supposed to be a great deal of latitude given to the defendant because, none of these officers are going to jail after this trial, whereas the defendant may.
We haven't seen that, though, in federal courts. Ross Ulbricht's trial, they didn't allow him to call multiple witnesses.
1,000 years of English common law has been perverted in the last few decades by a rapacious judicial system. There's no doubt about it. And if anybody has a dispute with that, the number's 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. But it looks to me like American judicial system has been turned on its head.
Well, I've never heard of a defendant not being allowed to explain why he did what he did before, but that's what happened with Eric Parker yesterday, and the lawyer kept trying to go back with it. And at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, hours before court was supposed to end, it's usually been ending around 5, the judge simply stopped, took told Parker to get off the stand, and that was it. That was it for the day. She declared the day over with. And they never even got to even talk about him being on the bridge. So it was amazing. Everybody in the courtroom was stunned when she suddenly took him off the stand long before his lawyer was done with him. And the jury looked stunned. The crowd looked stunned. The defense lawyers were stunned. It was just unheard of. The jury has to know that something really strange is going on, because I'm sure they've seen at least trials on television shows, and it is kind of traditional for the defense to get to speak.
But right.
It's not happening here.
Wow. And so this was just the first witness that the defense had, so they've got a whole, several days' worth of testimony, or at least a few days' worth of testimony.
It doesn't sound like anybody's going to testify.
Well, they're not going to be able to call any witnesses. The only people who are going to be allowed on the stand, as the judge apparently doesn't feel like she can stop the defendants from going on the stand, she can only stop them from talking once they get there. But there's a possibility that one of the other defendants intends to go on the stand on Monday. But if we see the same thing again, he won't be allowed to say anything, and the defense may have to rest because they're not permitted to do anything.
What would happen if one of the defendants goes on and just talks?
Possible contempt of court.
Contempt of court for talking about why you did something?
That's crazy. But...
Yeah.
And I guess there's no appeal to this, right?
Contempt charge? Generally,
right,
no.
Right. The judge decides what's contempt in their particular court. So at this point, the jury is receiving this sort of one-sided, sort of testimony, just the prosecution, basically nothing for the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Any feel for what the jury's thinking out there, John? I mean, this is the hardest and dumbest question that reporters tend to ask people who are on the site, but
I think they must be bewildered at what they're seeing. There are some questions. There have been some questions from the jury that the judge addresses. They hand written questions to the bailiff, who gives them to the judge, and there were questions to the effect almost of what's going on. Why, what is it that's preventing them from saying anything? And the judge doesn't want to answer those questions to them. So.
The thing is how in the world is a jury going to come up with a reasonable doubt if they never even get to hear anything from the defendants?
I know that if I was on a jury and the defendants were not allowed to say anything, that would be enough reasonable doubt for me.
Yeah, that's true. Unfortunately, people like us don't tend to get on juries. John, thanks for calling with the update here tonight. Feel free to keep us in the loop if you continue to attend the trial or you just want to let us know what happens. Thanks for the call. More come up. Free Talk Live.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the hint.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go down to Charlottesville here in a moment, so find out what's been happening there with what some have been calling a race riot. There definitely was some fighting in the streets of Charlottesville. Apparently somebody even plowed into some folks with a car. Pretty crazy situation out there over the last 24 to 48 hours. I'm not sure exactly when it all began, but it was definitely at a fever pitch last night with people carrying tiki torches, which was kind of the funny part about all this, even though there was all this serious violence going on. To see the alt-righters with tiki torches, you know, looking all what? Tough, right? But carrying tiki torches was just kind of funny.
I see. Well, tiki torches are, I mean, it seems like a good system for a torch, I guess.
Yeah, it's going to keep the flame going, that's for sure. Just, it doesn't look particularly intimidating, I guess you could say. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. So we're going to tell you what's been going on down there. We've got Ross' story. There is even a chance we'll hear from somebody who was down there and get their perspective on it as well. But if you want to dial in, you're welcome to join us. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Aaron is with us in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just wanted to bring up the point, similarities between this and what already happened at Ruby Ridge in Waco.
When you say this, you're talking about
stepping their bounds.
You're talking about the Bundy Ranch situation?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. The federal government already overstepped their bounds several times in the past, and I think we forget how far they're willing to go to show they're the biggest, baddest bully in town.
Yeah, they basically, for whatever reason, in Ruby Ridge, shot this woman in the doorway of her house holding a baby. The baby did survive, but of course, you know, hits the ground. Mom's dead. And it was all.
They shot his 9-year-old son as well.
Indeed, there's another shooting there too, a child. And it was really all over. A gun that they had him saw off a shotgun that was some amount slightly less than whatever is the legal limit.
An undercover agent.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, undercover agents set him up. They set him up that way he could, you know, then inform on other whatever separatist groups. But in a free country, in a civilized democratic society, all beliefs should be accepted. But once again, the federal government overstepped their bounds there, just like the Branch Davidians in Waco.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though I don't agree with what they were doing, it's still when you're.
Well, there were a lot of
shooting.
Ways that they could have taken that David Koresh guy out besides coming and doing a siege. It was disastrous.
You know, my main point is we've seen the federal government do these bully boy tactics before, and, you know, they can go a lot farther. We have seen them act in extremely violent ways, killing children, unarmed women. Tanks and buildings.
How about after the Boston bombing happened a couple few years ago, where they went door to door along with local police, literally searching people's homes without any kind of warrant whatsoever, and just with, you know, the threat of violence. I mean, that happened. Collecting guns after Hurricane Katrina, that happened. They can do whatever it is that they want to do, and you're right. Every now and then they remind people of that, and they kind of test the waters and see what they can, you know, what sort of outrageous behavior they can get away with, and turns out it's pretty much no limit. I mean, they can do anything.
The civilians need out there, with Bundy and everybody, need to even realize the scope of the bully that they're messing with, because they're willing to be absolutely egregious, break the law with no consequences. No one was arrested. No one was prosecuted for murdering that woman, or that child, or all the children at the Davidian branch. So,
it's frustrating, Aaron. I appreciate your call tonight, man. Thanks for dialing in. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. The government, the federal government, is absolutely out of control, and state governments aren't that much better. Some worse than others. Obviously, New Hampshire, the number one most free state in out of all the 50 states, and New York, number 50. So there's definitely a difference between the states. And I think it's so imperative that we get away from this federal government. I mean, they are so violent, they're so dangerous, they're so oppressive. There's no real reason why I think any sane person would want to be associated with these maniacs. So what we need to see happen is secession, and it needs to happen sooner rather than later because, I mean, look, people are saying they don't like Donald Trump, right? I saw some numbers out of New Hampshire where his polling is very, very poor. It is a strong majority of people who do not approve of Donald Trump. It seems like now is as good a time as it's ever been to start talking about independence, start talking about states breaking away from the federal government, saying, see ya, we don't need ya, we'll keep our own money here, we'll, you know, use it to benefit our communities, rather than lining the pockets of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C.
Well, it certainly does seem like there was a huge growth of government programs, under the sort of the progressive era of the federal government, right? Like, it got very big sort of late 1800s, early 1900s, and
it hasn't slowed down since then.
The statehood of states disappeared. And by that I mean, the United States of America is intended to be a federation of independent countries that came together in order to have things that are better. Civil War sort of says, if you try to leave the Federation, we'll kill you, right? Like, there's that thing. Then,
that's what Barack Obama said.
Progressivism and the socialists come in, and, the government loves socialists because they just want to give the government more power. So that really takes hold. And undoing that's going to be very, very difficult. And I can see why somebody would say, hey, this federal government whose job was to, ensure domestic tranquility with the military and maybe, you know, interstate compact and, you know, that sort of thing has way overstepped its bounds. But, you know, solutions are, I'd love to hear some solutions. Besides
to
secession.
The federal government's power?
Yeah. Besides secession, I'd love to hear some solutions besides that.
Well, I mean, the states can, nullify the feds. They can stand up and say, we're not going to go along with this.
Sure.
But, of course, you know, that requires some spine. All of these solutions require some spine from the politicians, and they are notoriously cowardly when it comes to
it. It's because the federal government has the purse strings, right? They create money. They create the Federal Reserve note, which is the world reserve currency, and if the states want all that money that the feds are handing out, then they'll follow the rules.
Yeah, they sure will.
So it takes guts.
It takes guts, which politicians don't have.
I mean, you basically have to say, hey, citizens of X state, you don't have to pay the feds income tax. We're going to take care of that problem, and then you stand in the way as, you know, whatever that state is that would stand in the way. That's a hell of a nullification, though.
Let's go. I mean, if you're going to go that far, you might as well go ahead and secede. Why stay? Anyway, Michael, you're in New Jersey listening to WPG, and you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Exactly. You got the station.
Yes.
Randy Weaver was suckered into that gun charge. The FBI wanted him to cooperate and infiltrate the Aryan Nation.
Mm.
And Randy said he wouldn't do that against his brothers, and I don't believe for one second that he considered the Aryan Nation that he was a neo-Nazi or any of the epithets that can be hurled at them.
Mm-hmm.
But he felt that these were liberty-minded people, and he was not going to do anything to infiltrate. So they had befriended him, and they had built a relationship, and he didn't know who he was dealing with, really. And they asked for a favor. Somebody else in the community asked for a favor, and they handed him a shotgun, and they said, you know, could you saw it off for me? And he said, sure. And I believe it was two times. The first time was above legal, and the second time was a little awkward, a little smaller.
Michael, hold that thought. You can continue with your thoughts here in moments.
Sure.
This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Beam Self-Reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want here. The live Saturday edition continuing, where you can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, so feel free to join us there. Skype username is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. We'll approve that, and then it's easy for you to call on Skype from that point forward.
Let's talk nutritional supplements for a minute. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with the dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you're likely to be told a cheap vitamin and mineral supplement isn't going to cut it. You'll need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 per month. If this is a situation you've experienced before, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big boys won't. The perfect blend of seven supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more. Enter coupon code FTL to receive 10% off of your order every time you order. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. I've been using this product for over 6 months now. It helped me lose some weight and fix some digestive issues with the probiotics. I really do recommend this. It is the kind of thing, I'm going to buy this whether they advertise in the air or not. I've proven that already. SimplifyMySupplements.com.
All right, let's go back to Michael. He's in New Jersey listening to WPG. Michael, you were kind of taking us back to the Randy Weaver, Ruby Ridge situation from back in the early 1990s,
sure.
If I recall correctly. And this was in relation to the discussion we were having about the Bundy Ranch trial, the trials that are going on for some of the people that were involved in that as we speak. But you were hearkening back to what had happened there, where the federal government undercover had befriended Mr. Weaver and had asked him to, after a while, to saw off a shotgun. And apparently if you saw a shotgun below a certain number of inches, it becomes a federal crime. And that's where you kind of left off what you were telling us.
Yeah, and the federal government had this warrant that they wanted to deliver, but they never made any effort It's a familiar story. It just hangs out there. And the sheriff of the nearby community said that Randy came down almost every day to a local bakery, have coffee with the sheriff, would then get provisions and go back up to his home, the area that he lived in. Now, I knew people through church every Sunday who were going up and back and reporting to the church on what was taking place up there. And it was a overwhelming show of force. And whether it's true or not, I think Bo Greitz even spoke to our group about it, and he said that the wife was targeted. Sammy was an accident when the son, the dog, got out. And as a hunting dog will do, he's running and chasing.
Right.
That's right. And I have two coonhounds, too.
Right.
And,
this is what it's like.
Yeah. And so Sammy went out with his shotgun to do what he's supposed to do.
Mm.
They shot him and killed him.
Yeah.
And then came the standoff because they're very religious. They wanted to get the body, pray over the body. They knew that there was the standoff, and whether it was a going hunting or the dog sniffed that there were legal federal hitmen coming for them, the dog ran out. Sammy went after the dog and got shot. The mother was targeted by that sharpshooter from Quantico. They knew that she was the spiritual, religious glue that held the whole family together. They had Sammy, a daughter at least, and then the young baby in the arms of the mother, and through the door, they knew where she was standing as she was opening it to see what was going on, and I believe they shot through the door and blew her head off with their bullet. And then after that, it was just, you know, who's going to negotiate this family coming off the mountain, and Bo Greitz was involved, and so forth. So
it's terrifying. The reason, in my opinion, why they a lot of times will shoot a pet, and I'm actually surprised. Did they shoot the dog too? I haven't heard.
Yeah, they did shoot the dog.
They did shoot the dog. So a lot of times, that in my opinion, the sort of cops that are looking
dog
for fights,
Sammy,
they'll shoot an animal, or in this case, you know, other household members. They're hoping that Randy Weaver opens fire. They're hoping that this is going to be their excuse to shoot him as well. It's amazing to me that he made it out off of that that ridge alive. I mean, after
the case is a lot easier to handle for law enforcement if everybody's dead.
Yeah,
they had 100 law enforcement officers.
Wow.
For one man,
an inch of a barrel.
An inch of a barrel, an overwhelming, disgraceful show of force. But as I recall, it was the Parkinson case, Janet Reno. I mean, she was one sick broad.
Michael, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the story.
You knew to cut me out because the female dog term was almost going to come out in my head.
That's okay. That one you can say on the radio, but thank you for the call anyway. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
My mom visits here during the summertime up here in New Hampshire, and she's shown dogs my whole life. Before, longer than I've been alive, she's shown dogs. And it's funny how she'll use the word bitch in a conversation about dogs.
It throws you off a little bit?
Well, not me, but my wife, who's not used to it at all.
Right.
To me, my mom just says, you know, the B word on a relatively regular basis.
Female dog's a bitch.
That's how they talk about it in that sphere. You know, it's meaningless to them. It's not loaded term in any way, shape, or form to them.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
Let's go to, you can bring up anything you want. We still have to talk about what's going down in Charlottesville. In fact, that's what Sean's calling in about here tonight, calling from Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, hey. I called about Charlottesville. That was a very interesting conversation you guys had a little earlier. Charlottesville is quite interesting, and the whole story is basically the perpetuates one of the big reasons why you can't trust the media. I mean, if you're watching this, you're seeing how Richard Spencer and his folks are starting a race war. Now, Richard Spencer is a sick person, and he is a white supremacist, but right. They have the right to speak, and they have the right to assemble, as much as we hate that. You know, it reminds me of the Blues Brothers movie where the Illinois State Police is, guarding the Nazi speaking. The Blues Brothers run their Dodge over the bridge and send the Nazis to the water. Very funny in a movie, not so funny in real life, which is kind of what's happening right now.
Right. Didn't somebody barrel into a crowd with a car today or something like that? I saw some
that's
video.
That's what I saw in the news. I'm in Southern Virginia, so I wasn't there. And But what I'm seeing is there was three times Antifa there compared to Richard Spencer and his white supremacy group.
Really?
Like I said, that's what I'm seeing from the reports I'm getting. So basically, there are a bunch of idiots on both sides starting a fight. So how does the media cover it? They cover it as white supremacists starting a race war. Now, let me tell you, I was in D.C. vacationing in late June with my wife and kids. And Richard Spencer and his group were there at the Lincoln Memorial. By accident, I show up, and they're holding a little rally, okay? And they got their rally. They got snipers on top of the Lincoln Memorial. They've got police everywhere. And there was probably less than 100 people out there, but they're out there spewing their race hate and whatever it is that they do. And that's fine. Let them do what they want to do. But they're there. So I get home and I watch the news, and it makes it seem like there's 1,000 people out there. And then they had a counter protest of, a couple hundred people. And the counter protest was like 20 people. Hmm. So I'm sitting there in a hotel watching the news, and they make it seem like it's this huge white supremacy rally. And then there's this big counter protest. But in real life, I was out there. There was less than 100 people out there, and there was 20 counter protesters. So what does the media do? They blow this thing up to seem like there's some race war. No, it's a bunch of idiots beating the crap of each other.
That's interesting, because a lot of the time the media, when they're reporting on protests, will underestimate the number of people because they'll want to make them seem small and insignificant. But you're saying they're overestimating the white nationalist numbers. If you want to comment further, Sean, it's interesting. You're welcome to hang, but we do have the news coming up here. So it's up to you. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. I would like to see some more photos of this. It seemed like the white nationalists were the ones who were carrying the tiki torches, and they looked like they had hundreds of people out there from one of the pictures I saw. But again, you never know what it was really like unless you were there.
If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.